Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Something's wrong because my mind is fading. And everywhere I look, there's a dead end waiting. Temperatures dropping at the rotten oasis. Stealing kisses from the leprous faces. Garbage man trees, mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. Pistols are pointing at a poor man's pockets. Smiling eyes ripping out of his sockets. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut.
Nebraska led for most of this game. And then Iowa just with a great finish.
The Iowa Hawkeyes are going to the Elite Eight. Coming from behind to win.
Oh, man. Every year I tell myself the same thing. I'm not going to pay much attention to the tournament. I'm going to make a bracket. I was actually on a cruise when this tournament started, and I made a bracket after the fact, you know, like, because I didn't know any of the results.
So does that count, though?
It's my own pride, and here I am telling you the facts, so count for whom? I mean, I didn't gamble with anything, so it's just a...
Wow.
It's a pride thing, I guess. But
okay.
The only result that I knew going into making my bracket was I had seen something that ruined it on TCU beating Ohio State, which I would have picked that anyway because I hate Ohio State. And and it was a reasonable pick to pick TCU over Ohio State.
Right.
Everything else, I was blind on it, and my bracket's actually really good. I'm going to play the rest of this for a second. You had the Texas-Purdue game. That was a squeaker at the end. Tie game.
Oh, my goodness.
77, 6 seconds to go. Purdue with the ball.
More of a forward or a wing that can try. I'd say the word. Try to stay in front of him.
Dreams are a reality right now. Braden Smith with the ball. Clock ticks. Down to six. Down to five. Smith. Shaking. Bacon. Smith puts it up.
Granted, they're a number 2 seed beating Texas and number 11 seed, but you Texas fans, I'm sure you were dying because, you know, could have had it. Opportunities, a game that's that close, right? But Purdue advances. Arizona just didn't. I mean, that game was boring. Arkansas didn't even show up. I mean, that was a 25-point win, I think, in the end. Of course, my favorite game of the day was also not my favorite game of the day, but my favorite basketball game of the day yesterday. It was also boring. I mean, Illinois they were ahead. They were ahead. Then they were much more ahead. Then they were a little bit less ahead. Then they were more ahead. Then they were a little bit less ahead. And then at the end, over Houston.
And Sharp. And McCarty for three. With a rebound by Wagler, and that'll do it. And Illinois is going to go to the Elite Eight for the second time in a couple of years. And the foe will be familiar. They'll take on one of their opponents from the Big Ten, Iowa.
So we got three of the first four Elite Eight are all Big Ten teams, Purdue, Iowa, and Illinois. I'm a Big Ten kid at heart. I mean, I live here now. I recognize that's fine, and I'm an Auburn fan. But, you know, in my heart, I grew up being in the Midwest. So Big Ten, three out of the first four teams into the Elite Eight. That's wild. Michigan's still a play likely to win. We'll see what happens. John, how's your bracket look?
Oh, mine's been busted since, like, the second round.
I had Virginia and Gonzaga in the Final Four, so.
Yeah, mine.
But
was.
I do have Illinois beating Duke, so, you know, hey, a boy can dream. anything can happen. Meanwhile, that's fun, tournament getting it down to the Elite Eight. You know, and I love my Illini. Their best ever was a second-place finish in 2005 against North Carolina, and then, we got into the Elite Eight in 2024, so, yeah, I mean, who knows? But my favorite game of the day was baseball. John, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean. MLB is back.
Oh, my God. So I love opening day. I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan, for those who don't know. And opening day in St. Louis is a production.
Yeah, the Clydesdales, everything.
And all the Hall of Famers and all the veterans come back, and the streets are packed. I mean, if you drive on, 55, 64, it's all kind of a hot mess, the interstate's there. But if you drive by the stadium, I mean, it's a whole sea of red. It's the kind of thing like, people do the St. Patrick's Day parade or whatever. They do the ball drop in New York. For St. Louis, opening day is that. You've never been to opening day, have you?
Not to opening day, no. Yeah, I've been told
I've never
about
been
it.
To opening day, but, man, I love watching it. I do love watching it so much. Anyway, so, in the bottom of the third inning, the rookie, the guy who hasn't played a day of Major League Baseball in his life, J.J. Weatherholt.
0-2 the count to Weatherholt, and he hits that ball high and deep to center field. He got a lot of that one, and it's gone! First Major League home run! First Major League hit! For J.J. Weatherholt.
Oh, and he drilled it 425 feet to center field. First day in the big leagues. Ho-hum.
Yeah,
It's all downhill from here.
We just set the bar high.
So then, and I say this in honor of Davis, who used to produce this show and now works for the county and public safety as a public information officer, is a dear friend. But playing the Rays at home in St. Louis, and they get a deep ball. They get a ball stolen from them. Oh man, you've got to give credit when your team, anybody robs a home run that's over the wall, that's pretty good.
1-0 pitch. There's a fly ball, and that's hit well to left field, deep back to the wall. Church, he jumps. He has it. Getting back to the wall, taking extra bases away from Ryan Belade. Two outs.
Four extra bases.
Yeah,
over the wall. I love a good rob. That's great. And is Church? I think Church is also a rookie. Nathan Church, I might be wrong. He's new to me, so, might not be a rookie, but I believe that he is. So then Tampa Bay puts up six in the top of the sixth inning. And, baseball is one of those things where, like, do I keep watching?
Right, exactly.
This isn't so good.
But,
bottom of the sixth.
Gorman over at first base for Jordan Walker. He hit the ball extremely hard his last time up. Hits a fly ball to center field, and that ball is going to go over the head of the center fielder Mullins and bounce up on Freeze's landing for a ground rule double.
So that was four hits in a row at that point in the bottom of the inning where they just gave up six and are down 7-1.
Trying to come back against the Rays. Seymour deals a swing, and the ball is lined into left, a base hit. That's going to score one. Up with the ball, Simpson. His throw coming to the plate. Too late. A two-run single for Nathan Church.
The guy who made the rob earlier. So they're at 7-5 at this point. Victor Scott puts down a bunt single. Put it in your pocket. You can't do anything with that. J.J. Weatherholt, who already hit a home run.
A sellout crowd at Busch Stadium. Bases loaded. Weatherholt swings, and he hits a drive. Deep right field. That is back and caught on the track by the right fielder, DeLuca.
Sacrifice fly gets home a run. That makes it 7-6. Herrera.
Second and third. Base hit gives the Cardinals the lead. The infield plays in. The 0-2 pitch. Herrera swings, and he hits a high fly ball right field. That's going to be deep enough to tie it. The catch is made on the warning track by DeLuca. The runners tag. They move up. We're tied at 7.
So that's a tie game at 7. So they got 5 back. Man gets on, and Alec Burleson, who's a power hitter.
2 outs. Runner at third. Scott, the pitch. Burleson swings. He hits it a mile to right field. The Cardinals have the lead plus one on that two-run homer by Alec Burleson. And 8 runs, sixth inning. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Take that. That's baseball, though.
It
no
is.
No time limit. Anything can happen.
Right.
You can put up 20 in an inning and win and come back and not. You never know. And it gets down to bases loaded in the ninth inning, right? 2 outs. The Rays are down by 2, but top of the ninth inning.
28-year-old Richie Palacios with the bases loaded. 2 outs. Stanix, 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. That's a Red Bird winner on opening day. Set off the fireworks in downtown St. Louis.
My heart. So they win 9-7. I know it's just one game, but that's I would probably not normally feature one game by the Cardinals that much because I know in this area, we actually have a lot of St. Louis fans in this area.
Yeah, I've been really surprised.
Yeah. A lot of Cubs fans, obviously, a lot of Rays and Marlins and, an awful lot of Braves fans. Braves Rangers. This is home territory for the Braves, basically. But basically, it's going back in history. And, you had WGN handling the Cubs, and then you had TBS handling the Braves. And before there was expansion, you didn't have the Rays, long time ago. But for the Cardinals, KMOX is a clear channel station, meaning it's a 50,000 watt all the time. You can get it anywhere in the country at night station. So they had a massive following all over the country, just like the Cubs did on TV, the Cardinals did on radio. So anyway, I love watching baseball. It's just anything can happen. Any given moment, almost every game, you're going to see something you might have never seen before, or a lot of games. So, anyway, John, opening day. I know your lady is a big Cardinals fan, but how'd opening day go for you? Okay.
Yes, it went great.
Fun
time.
Great,
except for the Rangers losing, but that's okay.
Never heard of them.
I know. It's okay. They played the Phillies.
Okay. I'm not going to spend much. I've already spent too much time talking sports, but who cares? Whatever. It's
your show.
I know somebody's going, why are you talking so much about sports? You got a whole sports station for that. Yeah, but they're not live and local. I mean, not yet. Jordan does his show later, but anyway. They're live, not local. Got me so derailed. I forgot what I was going to say. something about baseball on opening day, and I don't know. I can't even remember what it was. It's just, you just never know. You never know what's going to happen. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you are needing to buy or sell a home, and it is both, I realize I had not emphasized enough that Christine Leavenworth can help you buy homes just as much as sell them. And if you can sell 209 homes in a year, guess what? You know how to buy a few as well. And she certainly does. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty help people buy homes all the time. You're downsizing, you're upsizing, you're growing the family, you're empty nesters, you're getting a vacation rental you want to buy, or a long-term rental, or you're moving to the beach, or you're moving to the country, or whatever. Okay? She can help you with that. And it's market knowledge, it's getting all the way to closing, it's knowing how things work, it's solving problems, and she was just on Pep Talk yesterday talking about it. And one of the things she said she was surprised by is that every year somewhere around this time, all of a sudden the market just... And right now it's like that. She says the homes that have been sitting for a month or two are just suddenly multiple offers. And this week has been a really, really productive week for them. But, just all of a sudden things are going for above list price. It's not always like that. It comes and goes. But she just said right now, man, now is the time. So if you're thinking about selling, man, now is the time. So give her a call, 786-3996, for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Let's see, 521 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, there you have it.
Jack Donaghy is an economic war criminal. If the Democratic Party controlled Congress, I would see to it that he was punished in the worst way possible by having to come down here and listen to us.
Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side.
Side to side. That's my best actual person doing a, what do you call that thing? The auto-tune.
That was your auto-tune?
That was my real-time auto-tune. 523 here on News Radio 92.3. So... At the WSRE building yesterday, somebody discovered a package, and inside that, you know, suspicious package was the first alert that we got. I was out to lunch with my wife and our kids yesterday. My my beautiful bride, who is now half a century old. Yeah. Yeah. I love it, man. I turned. Oh, okay. I have to tell this story before we get to the actual news. So we're at Chili's yesterday. That's her favorite place to do, one of her favorite places to go. She's a burger girl, so she loves burgers, which, you know, it's great. And we're at Chili's yesterday, and
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
I think she's been waiting for this moment. The waitress comes up, and we do our order. My wife says, "Oh, I have a question." And she says, "Oh, what's that?" And she says, "What age is your senior citizen discount?" And she says, "I think it's 54 or 55. And she's like, "Well, he's 55.
Oh, you got... Oh,
first time.
Oh, wow.
First time for Andrew McKay getting the senior citizen discount.
It'd be cheaper for you to go on a cruise, too.
Hey. 10%, it was $5 off the bill. Like, woohoo.
Yeah.
I'll take it. It's fine. You know, oh, and so I tell the waitress, I say, ask her how old she is. You know, she's like, oh, I don't want to get in this game. Y'all look like you have your own problems. And, you know, like she turns 50 tomorrow, but she's been waiting for her whole, like, a long time to be able to ask this question to somebody. And then I'm like, she's paying too, so, you know, you need to laugh at her jokes, not mine. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. So I got my first senior citizen discount yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's the worst feeling in the whole wide world. I can't believe it, but welcome to adulthood. Anyway, so we're at lunch, and, you know, there's a bunch of us who, with PPD, are on the, you know, text alerts for breaking news because Mike does such a good job with that. And we got the alert that the WSRE building had a suspicious package. And, you know, somebody left a backpack. It's not really news, you know? Well, then it was, hey, the bomb squad's coming. Oh, interesting. And then it was, because originally I think he wasn't even going to show up at the scene because it's just, and then he's like, I'm staging here is where I'm going to be. And then, you know, they're pushing the perimeter back and ECSO is there. And I'm like, oh, and then they're like, we found what we think is dynamite. And I'm like, what? This got interesting. So turns out it was fake dynamite. It was not like some kid made it, but like maybe a training device that you would use for EOD. So obviously if you're anywhere in public and you find a bag and it's got
what looks like,
if you happen to open it, and I don't you know, the old rule, I used to live in London back when there was, you know, danger all the time. And, you know, the bag, they shut down the tube, they get in there, they look, it's usually nothing, almost always nothing. But yeah, I mean, you don't mess with a random bag laying around. You don't, you know, the normal inclination is, well, check it and see. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No. I mean, I know it's rare that it's a problem, but if it's a problem, you don't want to be the person who opens a bag.
Correct.
For kind of obvious reasons. Somehow, you know, I don't know who opened it. I don't know if his bomb disposal got in there and looked at it or somebody else looked at it first. But, oh, yeah, that's a concern. And we still don't know anything about how it got there or whatever. Actually, David, are you in the middle of anything? Let me bring you in here because you're an EOD guy. You did this actually as a job in the Army. In Iraq, so you've heard this story. Obviously, you've been reporting on it this morning. Right. You know, what are your thoughts? Because this is the kind of thing where, like, most packages or bags, you open them up, and it's, I mean, it's nothing. You open this up, what would you do if you open up and you saw, sticks of dynamite? How about that?
I'm running. Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to mess with it any further than that. You know, yeah. And it's weird because I would probably, if I saw a backpack laying there, my first thought would be, well, I should see somebody drop this. Maybe there's an ID in there.
Right,
you know?
Right. Normal human response.
And then, if I saw a couple sticks of dynamite, I honestly don't know what my response would be. I mean, I'm so far removed from my time in the Army.
Yeah, I mean, that's been, what, 15 years for you?
20
years almost?
Yeah, something like that.
So,
I guess you just...
not your normal day. Yeah. At the TV station.
I guess I'm wondering what the reaction was of the person that did find it.
I still don't know. I guess we'll find out later, but I don't know whether the person who found the bag saw the actual dynamite the fake dynamite, or whether that was something that EOD discovered after the fact when they started looking into it and like, oh, yeah, you know. So, David, by the way, thank you for your service. I know it's something
Thank you.
I mean, I still can't believe, you know, a whole different life for you, I know. 528 News Radio 92.3. Meanwhile, at the same time, so again, at lunch, celebrate my wife's birthday day early, and, you know, get the one set of texts on the bomb disposal thing. Meanwhile, oh, there's been a shooting downtown. We're staging at the Pony.
Mike was busy yesterday.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. And that was the one where the, like, they had a suspicious person at the Starbucks, and the officer went to engage with him, and they got into a scuffle, an off-duty officer, and he, you know, grabs for his weapon and may have gotten out of the holster, which is a feat in and of itself, although I don't know if he's off-duty in uniform. I guess he must have been, because how else would they have known to ask him to help? Anyway, so shot got fired, and so, you know,
Those things aren't easy to pull out of the holster.
Oh, no. In fact, all I can tell you is that, like, the police holster is designed so that the average person can't just walk up and grab the gun. You know, because you know, if you see a cop, you know, they got that gun kind of hanging there. Seems like relatively loosely, because they need to be able to get in their car and run and do all kinds of stuff with it. And yeah, you go to grab it and you made a big mistake.
More than that.
I remember doing the PPD Citizens Police Academy, and, you know, they gave us, you know, a belt and a gun as a as part of the, like, I mean, obviously not loaded or anything like that. But just trying to operate the mechanism, it's not easy. Now, you do it 1,000 times, it's easy.
Right.
But, so, anyway, that turned out, I guess, okay, nobody died. That's the good news. So, a lot of weird stuff happening yesterday. Continuing the, like, you know, usually on a week, there's, like, one news story for the Pensacola Police Department. You know, between 0 and 2. And in the last 2 weeks, it's just been relentless. Like, lots and lots of stories. Like, they're one of the county agencies, Santa Rosa or Escambia County. So let's hope that doesn't keep up, because that's really not good. All right, how did Iran get their F-14? I want to talk about that throughout the show today.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The Senate advancing a deal to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security, giving Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats what they wanted. No funding for ICE and parts of border protection.
Senate Democrats were clear. No blank check for a lawless ICE and Border Patrol.
Now, while it lacks the big reforms that Democrats were looking for, Fox's Chad Pergram explains.
These lines at the airports were just starting to be untenable. We continue to be at war with Iran, and there's concern about terrorism, and they just felt that they had to open up DHS. We're into this spring travel season.
The bill now heads to the House, and the Wall Street Journal says the Pentagon is considering sending another 10,000 troops to the Middle East as the president extends the pause on striking Iranian energy facilities till April 6th. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 62 degrees. It is partly cloudy skies right now. We're going to get to our forecast. Brooke Richardson has that for us in just a few minutes. A busy day for Pensacola police yesterday. A suspicious package prompting evacuations near PSC's campus on Thursday, and it turned out to contain devices that simulated dynamite. They're believed to be some type of a training material used by either law enforcement or the military. EOD was called to the scene and determined that the scene was safe, gave an all clear around 5 p.m. yesterday. That package was found near Corporate Woods Drive and College Boulevard. WSRE and other nearby buildings had to be evacuated while the package was examined. PPD said there was ultimately no threat to the public. And while that was happening, an officer-involved shooting downtown near the Starbucks. 36-year-old Dylan Whiting is charged with grabbing for an officer's firearm during a struggle, resisting with violence and battery on a law enforcement officer. Police say an off-duty officer was taking a break at the Gregory Street Starbucks when an employee alerted him to Whiting, who had outstanding felony warrants. Well, during an attempted arrest, a fight broke out. Shots were fired. Police say it's still not clear whether the officer or Whiting fired the gun, as they were struggling over control of it at the time. Nobody was hit with the gunfire. Pensacola police say a former Pensacola police officer now has resigned in the middle of a felony investigation. PPD's Mike Wood says the officer was accused of failing to disclose his HIV positive status to a sexual partner, which is a third degree felony in Florida.
What this individual did was selfish and dangerous, and it's something that's obviously not going to be tolerated. So it was investigated just like any other crime, and there's a reason why that doing something like that is a third degree felony.
And PPD spokesman Mike Wood there, he says the department under Chief Eric Winstrom is committed to full transparency when employees face criminal allegations. Florida Senator Ashley Moody has been selected to join the U.S. Senate Committee on Armed Services. Moody says the role is personal for her. As a member of a military family, Florida's home to more than 20 military installations. Committee Chairman Roger Wicker says that her addition comes at a consequential moment for military budgeting and modernization. A dispute broke out yesterday at the Escambia County Commission meeting over $1,000 at a girls' basketball team that just won a state championship. Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers blocking a community support fund payment to Booker T. Washington's girls' basketball program, which the county's made now for more than a decade. Commissioner Lumen May argued the board voted on that payment, said the team was led to expect that support.
We have had these young ladies to anticipate that they had community support, and we snatched it from right under them. It's not about the $1,000, because you're absolutely right. Many of us have written $1,000 checks, and I have too. But to be inconsistent and to do it for 10 to 12 years, fam, is wrong in my opinion.
And the board asking the county attorney now to seek an attorney general's opinion on whether those payments are legally permissible. Childers held firm, saying her decision stands. It's 5:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a check on our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a beautiful day, mostly sunny skies today, high near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Saturday, sunny skies, high near 75. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Looking at the sunshine again on Sunday with a high near 71 degrees. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 63. And going into Monday, mostly sunny skies, high near 73. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 62 degrees. Your next news at 6. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now.
Oil prices are sharply higher by roughly 1.5% after President Trump announced that Iran let 10 tankers through the Strait of Hormuz as a present. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $96.01 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $109.83 per barrel. A federal judge in San Francisco has granted Anthropic's request for a preliminary injunction in its lawsuit against the Trump administration. Anthropic sued the administration to try to reverse the Defense Department's decision to blacklist the company after contract talks fell apart. OpenAI's ad business has surpassed $100 million in annual recurring revenue less than 2 months after launching its pilot in the U.S. The company said in January that it planned to test ads with its free users and ChatGPT Go subscribers in the U.S. The move was ridiculed by rival Anthropic. Futures are slightly lower as President Trump extends Iran negotiations deadline. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 469. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
Make this Easter truly amazing.
Be a part of a Pensacola tradition enjoyed by thousands. The Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Worship the risen Savior as the sun rises over the bay and celebrate the glory of God in a fresh and powerful way. Easter Sunday at 6:15 a.m. at Blue Wahoo Stadium. For more info, visit PensacolaEaster.org.
Curbside recycling in the city of Pensacola is important to preserving the environment and keeping the city clean. But people have questions. What can be recycled? When do the trucks come? How much does it cost? Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 to hear Daryl Singleton and John Scanlon with the City of Pensacola Sanitation discuss the City of Pensacola recycling program. Everything you need to know to recycle and help keep Pensacola beautiful.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, we got a fun note in. Somebody says you can go after 11 a.m. today to watch the Impact 100 is going to be painting graffiti bridge with signatures and everything else. And I got a text from my boss, Mary Hoxing, who is a member of Impact 100. 1,313 members this year. That means $1,313,000 being raised for our community to give away in those block grants of, well, I think they normally do it at $1 million a piece. So that would be 13 grants. That's fantastic. I mean, each grant will be just a little bit above $1 million because they're going to get the remainder. But what a great organization. $1,000 a woman, and they do all kinds of good stuff in the community. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Some weeks we don't have a lot. This week we have really, unfortunately, an awful lot of stuff. Let's start with the most recent first and the one that involves some of the worst stuff. We had a person who apparently goes by the name of Charm Never Fails, who has now been charged for attempted murder. And there's also two women and maybe a third person involved in obstruction of justice with this case. What happened here?
Well, they went to a home on Walton Street or outside of a home and fired from a vehicle in that area toward that home. A car was struck. The home was struck. The home was occupied, which is obviously a very serious situation. Officers got to work on that case, and it was with the help of a flock camera that we were able to identify the vehicle, and then the arrest began shortly after that.
Wow. So this is one of those cases where the technology paid off. In exactly the way that it's supposed to work, which is to help us solve a crime that has just happened, identify and discover the person we've already identified, and then make an arrest in connection with an attempted homicide.
Yeah, and these cameras in the city have just been online for a very short amount of time, so we expect a lot more. I'm sure you've talked with Sheriff Simmons about the success that they've had in the county with those cameras, so we're looking very forward to having that technology as well and combining the two, making Pensacola and Escambia County much safer.
Yeah, and you know, Gulf Breeze is doing it, Santa Rosa is doing it, Escambia County has been doing it for a little while. It's something that we hadn't been talked about a lot in the open until somewhat recently, which makes sense to me. You know, why tell the criminals all the things that you're doing to catch them? But the one thing that came out in the press release, I just had a question about, it made the comment, I think you were quoting Eric Winstrom at the time, our new chief, but that they've only been operational for a few days. And that I thought the flock cameras had actually been operational for quite some time, like maybe as much as 6 months. Can you just maybe clarify how long they have been functioning in the city of Pensacola?
Yeah, it's just a few days. What the cameras that Chief Winstrom is talking about, the others were put in by other agencies, not us.
Okay.
That were very close to the city limits. So the ones in the city limits are very, very new, just a matter of days. And And we're going to be having some more come in very soon.
Okay. And just for people who might be tuning in and don't realize the distinction, we're not talking about the red light cameras. The license plate reader cameras are a different kind of entity. They do different things. They accomplish different objectives, even though they are often both used, right? So just for people who might be confused about the distinction there. Since we're on the cameras topic, the Escambia County Commission today is taking up a memorandum of understanding between the county and the PPD for PPD to have access to the in-the-city but on county property cameras in the parking garage at Intendencia. I assume that this is just because these are useful cameras. You're often asked to look at them, and why wouldn't you be able to have more immediate access, almost real-time crime center kind of access to them? Is that basically what's going on here?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. We've had some issues in those areas on county property, and it's an extra step to have to go and get that video. That step will now be taken away, and we're able to investigate these crimes much faster.
Very good. Other things that have happened in the last, I hate, you know me, I hate to talk about the really horrible stories, but we have had a couple of really horrible stories. I think it was last week you had this collision at 9th and Bayou where we have red light cameras. And because of the red light camera, we have clear evidence, you tell me, of somebody running the red light and hitting a pregnant woman's car. Her baby winds up being killed. She survives, but you're still working on this case. Is that right?
Yeah, this was a pickup truck that was driving at a high rate of speed coming southbound on 9th Avenue. We've got cameras that saw him. He was speeding as he approached the intersection at Airport, which is just a block away, or just about a block away. And then once he got to Bayou, he blew the red light. There was what we call a stale light. It was there. It was red for quite some time, and struck this woman's vehicle. And you know the rest. It's a very sad story. It was the impact was toward the back door. We're certainly glad it wasn't in the driver's door itself, because we may have been talking about even worse things. So. These red light cameras are worth their weight in gold, but are they going to stop everything? Probably not, but there's a lot of people that have run those lights that have received the civil citation. And for a lot of folks, all that takes is just one time, and it makes them think a whole lot more about running those lights and being a lot more careful at intersections.
Well, look, obviously the ideal objective of the red light cameras is to discourage, deter, and prevent red light running. Therefore, you'd have fewer collisions. But for the ones that are not deterred, you have the evidence necessary when something does happen to prosecute a case or bring a civil claim or whatever. And so, though it's a horrible thing, it would have been even more horrible if we didn't have the evidence and the ability to catch the perpetrator. So it's still a law enforcement success, even though it's a horrible outcome, obviously. That's a part of it as well. And just so people are maybe not aware, we want to clarify, in Florida, if you cause the death of a child, of a fetus in the womb, that is a charge. And depending on what you're doing, your level of negligence, or if it's a DUI, it can be an even enhanced charge, right?
Yeah, so that case is still under investigation. We do expect charges to be brought against that driver fairly soon. And when that happens, I'll be sending out another news release.
Mike, you guys put out some information about a crash. I believe it was yesterday. It might have been the day before, but the information came out yesterday. This was a traffic stop where the suspect fled and subsequently is alleged to have run into another car and killed that driver. What do we know at this point? I thought there was some unclarity about whether there was a chase in process at the time. What do we know?
Yeah, that's what we're looking into. This, we do know the officer tried to stop this vehicle and the vehicle fled. What we don't know, or what I don't know at this point, is that, and this is part of the investigation that the Florida Highway Patrol is taking on, which is normal procedure, for a couple of reasons. One, because it was a serious crash involving a fatality, and the other one is because the crash itself happened in the county. But the Highway Patrol will look at the video and determine whether this officer even had a chance to pursue or not. And we've seen this before. A lot of times, if an officer just flips around on the road to make a stop, the vehicle will take off. If an officer pulls a vehicle over, gets out his or her car and approaches that vehicle, then they take off, and they take off at a high rate of speed in order to put the most distance between them and the officer. And even though in that last situation, the officer hadn't had a chance to even get back in his vehicle, they speed off at a high rate of speed and are involved a lot of times in crashes almost immediately, but there was no pursuit involved. But we were there, and we attempted a traffic stop. So the investigation is being handled by the Highway Patrol, and I'm sure that they will come to a conclusion soon.
One of the stories that I know nobody really loves to have to talk about, but it is, you had an employee who allegedly had engaged in romantic relationship sex with a girl and got her pregnant, and she talked about it on social media, and the prior relationship who he had a child with got in contact with that person, and turns out he's HIV positive and didn't disclose, or at least this is the allegation. Now, I know this is, you know, it's a case. I guess you guys are essentially responsible for calling because he's your officer, but he's on desk duty now. And any other comments you guys have to make about this particular investigation or this case?
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
He's been terminated. Okay.
I believe he resigned.
But, okay, got it.
This is a situation where, again, and I spoke with Chief Winstrom right after he got here, we're going to be very transparent. And when we get the bad news about an employee, it's going to be treated just like if it was anybody else, and that's the case here. What this individual did was selfish and dangerous, and it's something that's obviously not going to be tolerated. So it was investigated just like any other crime, and there's a reason why that doing something like that is a third degree felony. Like I said, it's very dangerous.
And it's, you know, just for clarity on the law, even if you think, or even if you know medically that you're not contagious, which was, I guess, kind of what he had explained on his side of the thing, is that's not what the law says. The law doesn't say non-contagious. The law says if you have HIV, if you're HIV positive, then you must disclose. That is an obligation for what I think we all recognize are pretty obvious reasons. We had a robbery of some kind, like a snatch and grab or something at the Dillard's, but you guys caught the person?
Yeah, that was Thursday night, and officers responded to a complaint where a gold chain or necklace was taken off the neck of a female, and they did the right thing. They called us immediately, and officers were in the area. They were able to find the vehicle. The description was obviously given by the victim. They found that vehicle. They found the individual inside, and they got the necklace back. So it's good work on a night shift patrol for being up there and getting that done so quickly. A lot of times you may not see that necklace again, and things can go wrong. And we've had situations before happen, things like that will happen, and people just look around for the person before they call us. And this victim called us right away, and we were able to get the job done. So
great work.
So good job on night shift patrol. Yeah.
We had a car go through that really weird, bizarre, and often problematic intersection at Alkanes and Garden and drive into the cemetery and damage some grave markers.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, and you know that curve is almost like the graffiti bridge with trucks. It's happened so many times, and probably going to happen again. And who knows what what's going to have to be done to stop that? But I believe that there were 10 headstones that were destroyed in this crash, and we are looking into it to see if alcohol was involved in that one.
And then you also had an officer in an unmarked vehicle on the highway got rammed. What happened here?
Yeah, that was night before last on Interstate 10 eastbound, approaching Scenic Highway. The officer's in an unmarked car. He was intentionally rammed by one vehicle. That vehicle went around him. He was not able to go after that vehicle because his car was disabled, but he could see ahead of him where it struck another vehicle. The suspect vehicle then fled into Santa Rosa County and I believe crashed once again, and the individual ran into the woods. At that point, Santa Rosa took over. I don't know for sure if he was captured or not, but a weird situation out there. You certainly don't expect to get rammed from the rear on purpose on the interstate.
You know, we had that story off of I-4 where the guy was carrying around the fake Sidewinder or Sparrow missiles on his car and got pulled over to make sure the bomb squad didn't find any actual explosives, which, of course, it was a stupid thing all around. But just between you and me, I mean, nobody else has listened. There is every once in a while the kind of the wish that you could carry missiles on the cruisers, though, right?
Just between you and me, you're correct. And you can just,
I can solve this problem right away.
And get them out of the way because the siren doesn't work sometimes.
I know.
But it's something silly that everybody thinks about. Fortunately, those were fake. They were props. But it certainly was something that got the attention of a lot of people down south.
I'm just going to offer you the opportunity, because you and I have not had a chance to talk about it, but there is a relatively famous story that involved a Pensacola woman and her depending on how you view it, her inability to control herself or her ability to control herself, sort of a golden opportunity, some might say. But anything you want to add to the community conversation we're having about the AirPNP?
You know, when Channel 3 approached me and asked questions about that story, I've been doing this long enough to know that this story is going to grow legs and take off, and that's what it did. And I kind of get tired of talking about it, but I haven't talked to you about it, so I'm just going to go with the flow, and you're in luck today. We will talk about it one more time.
That's why you're the professional. We always like to end with a cop myth. Well, he didn't say anything. You weren't listening. cop myth or did you know? We always like to end with one.
Yeah, and this is something you were talking about yesterday about, you know, where people, bad news or misinformation, disinformation on the internet. And we've talked about it before, but what we haven't talked about is where Americans seem to go to get their information about crime. And this is from Pew Research, and I found out yesterday that local news outlets, not the internet, which is great news, still get 26% of that. They still get 26%. Social media, 19%. Search engines, 19%. Getting the news from family, friends, and neighbors, 17%. And locally focused apps or sites, 8%. Local law enforcement, this was disappointing, only 7%. And local politicians, 1%. Now, this is from Pew Research, and this is still not the number one reason why local people tune in to local news. The number one reason, according to them, is to see what the weather's going to be that day.
Well, all right. All right, fair enough.
So the meteorologists win.
Well, there's a reason that, they do a lot of coverage of the weather, and we do too, because you're exactly right. People want weather and traffic, and they want it on the fives. Yeah. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, I do tell you this with a great sense of relief about that story that, I'll just let you go. You did well, sir. Yeah, well done.
I'm glad it's over, because that story was really draining me as well.
Well, it's just a reminder. It's important to stay hydrated when you're working. It's a good health safety tip is all that is. 5:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, yeah. No, we're done. I don't have any more jokes about all that. We'll move on. All right. Hey, if you wake up in the morning and you feel great and refreshed and wonderful, cool. I mean, that's the idea, right? If you wake up in the morning like it's harder to get out of bed than it was to get into it, that's not the way it's supposed to work. Sleep is supposed to refresh you. Well, could be. I mean, I can't guarantee this is the case, but could very well be you've got a bad mattress or you've got the wrong mattress for you, right? That's as common as anything else, because everybody's a little bit different, different body shapes, different pressure points, different weight support, different softness, firmness, whether you like one that holds you right in place or lets you move around. I'm a move arounder, so I'm not one of the space foam people, but like the hybrid one with the coils, I kind of like that because that makes more sense for me. And that's the point. Go to the sleep center. And I know what you think is, and I understand, all these mattress places are the same. They're not. They've been there 30 years. Everybody else is kind of, fairly recent. They try to copy them and make it think like they're all the same. They're not all the same. They have the best selection in town. They have the best service in town. They have the best prices in town. And they have been here in town for a long time, rated very highly on Google, well known. But if you're not from here, you might not know the difference. And that's the point. But I get it. Nobody wants to go to a mattress store. It's expensive to buy a mattress, a good one, of course. But also you feel like they're just there to, it's not a fun experience. Go to the sleep center and find out that it can be different. If you want to be left alone, they'll leave you alone. No commission, so no pressure. If you want somebody to help walk you through all the nuances of all the technology and what works for you, they will. Whatever you prefer. And they have a 30-day better rest guarantee, 60-day return for store credit, and they will take care of you because they want you to feel better when you wake up in the morning. So if you have ever had a bad mattress or a bad mattress store experience, check out the sleep center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
Culver's Good have only started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, farm fresh dairy in their frozen custard, made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Lent is upon us, and Culver's featuring cod, shrimp, and walleye sandwiches and dinners. Culver's, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, Highway 90 in Milton, and opening in May at Pine Forest and I-10. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and curbside services available. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up.
Mentioned earlier in the show that I talked about the F-14. We don't have a lot of time now, but you know, like, how did Iran get their F-14s? Well, that plane was developed in the early 70s, and the Shah was in power, and we wanted to help him. So we sold him 80 F-14s and a whole bunch of Phoenix missiles, which is the long-range, you know, air-to-air missile. It's a great weapon. It's, you know, that's got the F-14, although you think of it as a dogfighter from Top Gun, it's really a long-range fire and forget. And they used it very effectively during the Iraq War, but then when the, in 89, when the Ayatollah took over, we stopped selling them parts. Later, when we stopped using the plane entirely, we, like, shredded the parts so they couldn't find them. But a combination of not using it a lot and also, you know, basically finding and fabricating the parts to make them work. They have a few of them that still fly. I just think it'd be weird if you're an American shooting down F-14s.
Local news.